views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. Today, I have to tell you, is a very special day. It is our one-year anniversary show. Officially, August 14th, 2013, we launched Limelight Radio Live. And because it is our birthday show, we're going to do something different. My wonderful assistant and radio production assistant back here in New Hampshire, Catherine Bailey, is going to interview me. And you all are going to get a chance to learn about me and how we created Limelight Radio and what's going on in the Lyme disease movement for me. So, it's also a book giveaway show. I am happy to celebrate this birthday with all of you. And anyone that would like a copy of my award-winning book, Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit, please email us at limelightradio@gmail.com. And Catherine and I will get a book off to you. So first of all, here we go. We're switching the tables here. Catherine's going to interview me. So Catherine Bailey, hello.
Hello, Katina, and hello, audience. Katina, to start off, I just want to congratulate you on your anniversary show, on having this show for a whole year. And I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be part of it. I've really enjoyed this so far.
Oh, thank you, Catherine. You're a doll. You've been so great at helping me with Limelight Radio. And Jessica can confirm, our producer out in Seattle, how organized you've been, and you've kept us in the loop with all the details and coordinating our guests. It's really a lot of work to create a show like this. So thank you, Catherine. It's been a lot of fun, and there's more fun to come.
Oh, you're welcome. And gosh, I certainly try. But okay, so shall we get into it?
Yeah, let's get talking.
All right. Well, Katina, to start with, could you share with our listeners your own personal Lyme story? Many of our listeners don't know what you went through with this disease.
That's very true. That's a good point, because some listeners just kind of have come on to Limelight Radio recently. So, yes, I have actually 14-year-old journey with Lyme disease. It was June 21st, 2000. A beautiful summer day in northern New England. I lived a bucolic life. I was a classical homeopath of close to 20 years. I chose to live a life close to the land with our organic garden and chickens and sheep and my young children and my husband who traveled the world on business. I always was a person that, coming from the world of natural medicine, took good care of myself and lived a holistic lifestyle, yoga, meditation, hiking, skiing, everything. And this summertime flu hit me hard, it hit me fast. I had vertigo with it and chills, a horrible headache and neck pain. And I remember thinking, gosh, I never get sick. It's like, and maybe once every 2 or 3 years I get a cold. This is a wicked one. And I figured I'd bounce out of it in 2 or 3 days, loaded up on a bunch of echinacea and zinc and homeopathic remedies, and assumed that, you know, as usual, I'd be fine. But I was not fine. In fact, I was worse in a matter of a few days, and I couldn't see clients at the office. And I stumbled into my neighboring suite of my business partner, who was a medical doctor, and I said, help me. Something's really wrong. It feels like malaria. Or, I don't know. I've got, like, chills and sweats and horrible pains. Mm-hmm. He ran a bunch of blood work, gave me an exam. He said, you know, it's probably viral, but let's double check. It could be a bacterial sinusitis with all this vertigo and dizziness. Get in bed, and I'll see you in a couple days. So I go home. I wait it out. I load up on more herbs and homeopathics, and I'm getting rapidly weak. And now I have heart palpitations and a whole bunch of other weird symptoms. And I get back into the office, and he looks at my blood work, and he says, well, you know what? You have a slightly elevated white blood cell count, which does suggest a bacterial infection. I'm sure it's an upper respiratory thing. I bet it's sinusitis. So he gave me some colloidal silver and a bunch of herbs, being that we were in holistic medicine. He says, I'm sure you'll pull out of it. I'm leaving for vacation. If you don't feel better in 4 or 5 days, take this backup dose of amoxicillin. I'll leave it at the pharmacy for you. Well, wouldn't you know, Catherine, at the end of the week, I couldn't even get out of bed. I was so profoundly weak. I couldn't lift my limbs. I mean, getting to the shower was like crossing the Sahara. Then I'd have to hold on to the shower curtain bar, and my husband would have to shampoo my hair. And, oh, my God, I mean, breathing was tiring, and I was pretty scared. I was really, really, really drained. So I got on the amoxicillin, and I thought, okay, well, this will pull me out of it. But within a week, I was, like, worse. And now I'm trembling, and now I have, like, a facial kind of facial Bell's palsy kind of droop. Mm-hmm. And I go to another backup doctor, and she's mystified, and she says, oh, my gosh, I don't know. It must be walking pneumonia. And they did a bunch of more blood tests and this and that, and she said, it's got to be walking pneumonia if you're this profoundly weak. You've always been the picture mm-hmm. of health. No one did a Lyme disease test. This is New Hampshire in the summer of 2000.
Oh,
so we go back home, and she says, just wait it out. You know, it'll get better, and it takes about 6 weeks. Well, all hell broke loose. You can imagine. I've got a 3-year-old, and he's bouncing on my bed, and why can't mommy play, and the dog, and the Aww. Laundry, and the everything. It was like chaos. My husband traveled the world on business, and I had to get my old elderly aunt up from Florida to help pitch in, and oh, my God, it was mind-boggling. I'd never been ill, really, in my life, and it was pretty atrocious. And by the end of the 6 weeks, I kind of limped back into the office again, and I'm like, I'm a little bit better, but really not that much. And I've been taking, you know, herbs and homeopathics and acupuncture, and they run more tests. You know, now I'm starting to see specialists. And the only thing they come up with is that I've got elevated Epstein-Barr virus, which is the culprit for mononucleosis. And mm-hmm. in my case, it looked like it was a reactivated infection. So the conclusion was, oh, you've got chronic fatigue syndrome. Mm. And I was like, what? Chronic fatigue syndrome? That's for people that burn the candle at both ends. I take really good care of myself. So we mm-hmm. went along with that diagnosis. It's kind of mystifying to me. I had to actually start turning all my clientele over to homeopaths in neighboring states. I was the only homeopath in New Hampshire at the time. So they're going to Vermont and Massachusetts, and you can imagine the level of, like, guilt and responsibility I'm, you know, shouldering
yes.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the house is in Bedlam. And, you know, to shorten the story, because it does go on for 5 years like this, no one... Well, he had 3 Lyme disease tests. We had the ELISA test and a Western blot test over the next 5 years. I'm in and out of prominent hospitals in New England, big fancy names, big fancy neurologists. I have crippling migraines 4 days a week. I get to the point where I'm bedridden. I'm in a wheelchair. I have dementia. I can't make a grocery list. I can't go to a school function for my son. I'm divorced, and I'm losing my house now because I have no money to support myself or pay the bills. Full life catastrophe. And it was completely tragic to go from, you know, robust and athletic mm-hmm. and high functioning to being basically, you know, this fractured skeleton of a person with was a spirit mm-hmm. that was now broken as well. And I, you know, am not unique. There are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people out there in this United States, throughout the world, that are suffering with these misdiagnoses of chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, ME, all kinds of conditions that really are potentially misdiagnosed tick-borne disease infections. So
yes.
The silver lining came when...
Actually...
Yeah, time for station break?
Actually, it is, yes. Stay with us, audience. We'll be back in just a minute with more of Katina's inspiring story for the one-year anniversary show.
I'm coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
A long time coming, but I know.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. I'm Catherine, the guest host on today's special one-year anniversary show. Today, instead of interviewing other guests, we're learning about Katina. Katina, why do you believe you were able to make such a successful and complete recovery from Lyme disease?
Oh, really good question, Catherine. Well, I think two really important pieces factor into my story. The first is that when I finally got a diagnosis, it came through a clinical nutritionist of all people.
Mm-hmm.
And he is very savvy, and he and I had actually been colleagues for many years. And when I limped into the office crying and weak and wheelchair bound, and I'm 20 minutes into the story, and he says, "This is Lyme disease. It's never been picked up. Moved into multi-systems of your body. It's hitting your neurological system." And we went ahead and did the advanced lab testing at the good lab. One of the good labs is Igenix out in California. And we did get a positive finding finally 5 years later. He said to me, you know, there's three important pieces to recovering from this illness. And he says, killing the bugs is only part of the equation. And most mm-hmm. people just go straight for that first. They just go straight to the antibiotics and kill the bugs. And he explained to me that that's, you know, appropriate for a brand new acute infection. You want to get to those bacteria right away. He says, but in an older case like yours, he says, you know, I'm not so certain that long-term antibiotics are going to do it for you. Some people do recover, and some people are dependent upon them for years upon years. And then they can also cause damage to your system, especially the gut. And he says your symptomology already suggests a lot of yeast and candida issues. So my suggestion is we use the strong herbal protocol of antimicrobials to kill your infection. He says, but before we even go near the infection, there's two pieces that are intrinsic in these kind of chronic cases. And his two intrinsic pieces are, number one, I want to open up your detoxification pathways. He says this illness, the microbe of Borrelia burgdorferi, creates a lot of endotoxins in the body, and you've been fighting an infection for a long time, so you've got a lot of toxic buildup. That's what the brain fog is and a lot of the malaise and your digestive issues. And he says, second to that is I want to go about doing the metabolic profile analysis tests, which are specialty labs, not done at commercial labs. Most MDs don't even know to do these. You need a naturopath or an integrative medicine doctor or a clinical nutritionist, but we're going to get a really close look at your different systems, your nervous system, the inflammation pathway, your endocrine system, and we're going to find out where all the damage and depletions have been wreaking havoc, and then I'm going to tailor make a nutritional protocol regime for you so that we can support your body so your body can handle and function better even when we go after the bugs, and we'll get your immune regulation, you know, up and going. And I was a little bit mystified, Catherine. I was like, really? I thought I would, like, go on IV antibiotics. Isn't that what most people do? He says, well, you mm-hmm. could do that, but, you know, I would not exclude the detoxification and the metabolic profile analysis and rebuilding. So I went home and I talked it over with my GP, and he said, you know what, you're a good candidate. You've got a strong constitution, you're hardy by nature, and you took great care of yourself. He says, let's go ahead, let him be the guide. I'll follow you, check in with me every month. If you start to slip, we can always turn to antibiotics. So, sure enough, we embarked on the program, and they both said to me it could be 2 to 3 years until you start to feel well again. And in all honesty, it was a full year more of still being basically housebound and couchbound because I was so depleted, and I had mitochondria dysfunction, and I had, like, no magnesium, and, you know, I had my adrenals were collapsed, and, you know, it was a whole mess. It was what a lot of people endure, but slowly, slowly, we rebuilt me, we detoxified me, and we went in with these strong herbs, cemento and banderol and teasel root, and homeopathic medicine was a big friend of mine. It helped kill a lot of the Borrelia off with the nozode therapies, and then also it helped modify a lot of my pain because we were able to use homeopathics for pain management. And I would say, Catherine, like every 6 months when I look back, I could see that I was making progress. And somewhere in year two, I realized, you know, I'm just as broken emotionally and spiritually as I am physically. Because I really, you know, I was like a ball of fire, and I just was totally like a shadow of me. I was just this filmy little thing. And so I, in my heart, kept saying, how am I going to mend a broken spirit? How do you mend a broken spirit? And you know, I had an 8-year-old, and I couldn't go to Little League games or anything. And lo and behold, you know, divine timing, I'm connected with this wonderful woman. Her name's Meredith Young Sowers, and she's got a beautiful school called the Still Point School, stillpoint.org, and she's a spiritual healer and a wonderful, gifted human being. And I went to her for consultation, and we started working together. And eventually I went on, and I actually got strong enough to take the full year training, and I myself became a spiritual healer, which is really metaphysical work. It's how our mind works with our body and how we use our emotions and our mindset and different inner tools that we're born with that we kind of forget how to use, like visualizations and prayer and willpower and affirmations. And, you know, I learned how to use those inner energies. And I think it's the combination of, as I said, this integrative medicine approach plus the spiritual healing piece that helps me mend body, mind, and spirit. And here we are. You can vouch for it. I run around at high speed, don't I?
Absolutely. I don't know where you get all that energy.
Resiliency. Well, the human being is amazingly resilient. If we can rebuild those systems and those damages and depletions, our body is incredible. It's filled with enormous capacity to regenerate and restore. And I am a really strong advocate of getting the message out there to everybody. We've got to create integrative health care in the United States. We've been lopsided for too many decades, dependent on drugs. Drugs help, but they're not the full answer. And naturopaths, nutritionists, homeopaths, acupuncturists, they've got great toolbox of skills to help with Lyme disease.
That's very inspiring. Are there any important lessons that the healing journey has taught you?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, gosh, what a dark night of the soul. Oh, my gosh. You know, I lost everything. I lost the entire American dream. You know, I worked hard. I did everything I was told to do. I had a great education. I went to Duke University. I went on to homeopathic, you know, post-grad school. I was married. I had an IRA. I had a home in the countryside. I did everything I was told I was to do. I worked hard. And what the illness taught me, really, is many, many things. One of the big things it taught me was about slowing down, about finding my inner place of still point and stillness. And it taught me how to move in to my inner being so that I could not just multitask and run around at breakneck speed, but that I could, you know, live a life at a better tempo that was more healthy and healthful, because the American pace of living is very accelerated and overloaded with stimulation.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and I also learned about the power of the spirit. The human spirit is mighty, and each one of us is born with a spirit that's unique, and that is connected to higher source, to higher consciousness, to what I call divinity. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our upbringing in our society nowadays teaches our children at such a young age how to use the left hemisphere of their brain and to be analytical and reason and use memory, which is our great skills. But we've lost the ability, I think, to teach our youngsters how to be imaginative and attuned and pay attention to their intuition. And
yes.
Lyme disease gave that back to me. It enabled me to move into that place of receptivity and to honoring my intuition and my instincts, because it was whenever I followed an instinct, that's when I found the right practitioner or the next, you know, correct therapy. And it also helped me birth my creativity. Lyme disease helped me write a book. It helped me learn to be an oil painter, and it helped me create a radio show. So Lyme disease brought me a lot amidst it all. It really has been an incredible journey of personal transformation, and I think it is an opportunity. opportunity, even when you're in the darkest of times, to realize that a serious illness like this actually is a calling to connect with your heart and with your soul and to no longer just do the rat race or do what's expected of you, but to work in at a deeper level. And it's very profound.
Okay, well, I think we need to pause for another station break, but audience, stay with us for more of Katina's inspiring and spiritual story on Limelight Radio.
I go to the movie and I go down.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
A long time coming, but I know.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Catherine, the guest host for today's special one-year anniversary show. We've been listening to Katina tell her story of struggle, survival, and triumph. And now, Katina, I wonder if you could tell us what prompted you to write your award-winning book, Out of the Woods.
Oh, thank you, Catherine. I love Out of the Woods. It's such a special book. And I just want to remind listeners, send us an email at limelightradio@gmail.com if you'd like a copy of Out of the Woods. I'm happy to give you a copy today in celebration of our one-year anniversary. Out of the Woods, I wrote Out of the Woods because I know how isolating, how cavernously alone I felt, how scared, how confused, how just so decimating this experience was with the illness. And, you know, there were 3 years there that I just floated on the sofa or bed at home, and I was just completely disassociated from the world, And at that time, you know, several of those years, I had no diagnosis at all. And even when we started treatment, and I had a very nice boyfriend at the time who was caring and nurturing, and he was a godsend for me during those years of the early treatment. And I just felt that there's too many people out there suffering, and I don't want them to be alone the way I was. And mm-hmm. I wanted to put voice to this illness, what it feels like on the inside, because you go into a doctor's office and you sometimes, you know, you don't look that bad. And they give you, like, the brush off, and they act like, oh, you know, you're just hypochondriac, or you're, you know, too stressed, or you're perimenopausal, or, you know, all of this, you know, negation that I felt. And I know what I was experiencing on the inside, and it was overwhelming. And the emotions associated with Lyme disease, the depression, the despair, the hopelessness, like, am I ever going to live another day? Am I going to die in my sleep? I mean, there's weird symptoms. Your heart's doing weird stuff. And I mean, it's just terrifying. It's an awful experience. So I rode out of the woods both to give voice to what this illness looks and feels like, to validate to people that you are not imagining this, you are not alone. My wish is that people read this book, that they give it to their friends, they give it to their family, they give it to their doctors and say, look it, this is what this illness looks and feels like, and you wake up. And then the other reason I wrote it is because I just wanted to provide emotional support. I just wanted to give people hope and inspiration that they can get through this, that they can beat it. I beat it. I beat it. I shouldn't have beat it. I was in a wheelchair. It was in my neurological system. I had, you know, foot drop. I had dementia. I had crippling migraines. I, you know, statistically might not have made it out of this, but I beat it. And I beat it using my mind. I beat it using integrative medicine, rebuilding those systems. And there's a section at the end of Out of the Woods called the Nuts and Bolts, which is the treatment modalities that worked for me. I give you chapters on what is naturopathic medicine, what is rice technology, what is homeopathic medicine, and, you know, the herbs and the homeopathics that are helpful with the illness. So, you know, I really wrote it from my heart. I wrote it for all of the people that are suffering, and I wrote it also as a talisman of hope and a wake-up call for the world to realize that this epidemic is surging and these people are not making things up.
Well, thank you. And how did you go from writing a book to hosting your own radio show? How did Limelight Radio originate?
No, I know. Isn't that just an amazing miracle?
Indeed.
Yeah, it is. It's a really, well, what happened is when Out of the Woods first came out, I said to my publisher, okay, how do I make the book a success? Like, you know, I want it to be a success. And he said, well, you've got to get out there every week. You've got to be somewhere with your book doing something, whether you're in front of people speaking or you're on the radio or you're doing a blog, or you've just got to generate a lot of attention to your book, and don't give up. Don't give up at 3 months or 6 months. You've got to hang in there for a year, because most authors quit too soon. And I'm a really good, like, follow the leader kind of person. Like, you tell me what to do, I do it. And so I did it, and I was out there, and honest to God, like, by the time I did, like, the fifth book event in a bookstore, and I saw all these maimed people coming in on wheelchairs and walkers, and they're shaking, and they're gray, and they were like how I was, and I was like, oh, my God, they're here because they need help. They need to be healed. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's wonderful that they came to read the book, but I've got to do something more. So I started reaching out to support groups and libraries and community centers and places where I could host venues where I could, you know, I gave 62-hour presentations over 2.5 years around the United States, all corners of the country. I know. I went on a grassroots effort with the help of support group leaders, like, you know, piecing money together, $5 at the door, volunteers, all kinds of things, frequent flyer miles to get to, you know, these regions that were ransacked, North Carolina, the Pacific Northwest, all over the place. And as a result, after all of this, you know, incredible, you know, ambition on my part to reach out into our society and, you know, offer inspiration, I got a letter from the Dr. Pat Show, which is a miraculous, beautiful, stunning network out of Seattle, and Dr. Pat's show is really one of the best radio shows going now on independent talk radio. And she asked me, would I like to host a radio show? She loved my message of inspiration. And I thought, oh, my God, a radio show? How can I do that? I'm, like, so crazy busy with all of this stuff. And, you know, I'm here and there at the book, and I'm treating sick people in the office 3 days a week. I'm a Lyme counselor, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, I don't know if I can do it. And I'm swimming in the pool one day, and it kind of, like, clicked in my mind, like, 3 days later. I said, oh, my God, of course, I can do this. They said I could do it on Skype, and I can do it at home. And I've already met, you know, like, thousands of people around the country. I'm sure I can find guests. So I called her back, and I said, okay, let's do it. And so Jessica can vouch for it, Jessica, our producer, that Dr. Pat and myself and Linda Firing and Jessica Henderson and then my crew at WBLQ down in Westerly, Rhode Island, Transformation Talk Radio, that's my network. We launched Limelight Radio, and Chris DiPaolo and Brian Sullivan, you guys are great. They help me run this show every week, and it has been profound. I will say Limelight Radio has changed my life. Limelight Radio is changing the world. I mean, I know that sounds grandiose, but I get emails from everywhere. Norway, Belgium, Australia, Iowa, Michigan, you name it. People are listening to this show, and they are saying to me, thank you, Katina. Thank you for this information. You're bringing us the most valuable doctors, and we are in Belgium. We have one doctor that's treating, and he's being persecuted. So, you know, people are so grateful, and I am really grateful for this opportunity. It's been a win-win on so many levels.
Yes, yes, it has. Well, we're going to take another quick station break. Listeners, stay with us on Limelight Radio, and we'll be right back to hear more of Katina's story.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, Five Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 0409.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
But I'm afraid to die.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Catherine, the guest host for today's episode, which is a special one-year anniversary episode of Limelight Radio. We've been hearing your regular host, Katina, tell her story of transformation and recovery from Lyme disease and how she came to be the host of the show. Katina, is it daunting for you to interview some of the most talented, progressive, and powerful people involved in the Lyme disease story?
Oh, you know, Catherine, to tell you the truth, it's not really daunting for me. I feel like it's a great privilege. I feel like I have a second chance at life. And, you know, many years ago when I was bedridden, I thought that, you know, maybe the best thing would be if I lived long enough to see my little 8-year-old graduate from high school, if I could make it 10 years, even if I was bedridden, that would be, for me, an accomplishment in life. So everything that's happened since then, writing the book and letting it go out into the world, and then it wins 2 awards, and it's going into second printing, and now there's another book coming, and then to be out on the road speaking, and then now to interview these amazing people, like, as you said, the cutting-edge scientists and researchers and philanthropists and foundation leaders and survivors, I feel it's an honor. I feel we are all in this together and that this is a collaboration and everyone lends their strength to the story. And if my strength is communication and passion and inspiration, you know, if that's my role, I embrace it fully. And to have this venue and to speak with, as I said, top docs and incredible people, these living history, it's my honor. I take it with joy.
And it certainly has been quite a year. Do you have future goals for Limelight Radio?
Oh, it's been a fabulous year. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we launched last summer, and we did this fantastic broadcast of Martha's Vineyard with Tick-Borne Disease Alliance. You know, I've had amazing guests, and then Dr. Pat and Jessica and Linda came with me. We went in May. We went to New York City, and we did a big special Lyme radio broadcast from New York City with the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance again at their Masquerade $1 million fundraising ball. I mean, absolutely awesome. I was like Cinderella. Incredible. My goals are that this show continues to run, that we get the sponsors we need. I need to put a plug in for that, actually. Contact me at limelightradio@gmail.com so we can keep this show going. We need to get our sponsors in place for another full year of broadcasting.
Yes, indeed.
This show's too important. I would love to see it go into even, you know, more countries of the world and maybe into some of the big cities. The Dr. Pat Syndicate is huge, 300 stations and lots of other venues like satellites, et cetera. So the broader I can make this show reach, the more accomplished I will feel I am in my mission to educate the world and help provide them with support. So those are my goals. Keep the show going, get our sponsors, and bring it worldwide in every possible way.
Well, that's wonderful. Katina, thank you for working so hard, for so many endless hours and weekends for Lyme disease. Do you sense any positive shift with the crisis?
I do. I definitely do. When I think of myself sick 14 years ago when, you know, no one even thought to test me, the fact now that here in my state of New Hampshire, every single day someone's talking about Lyme disease, and even the average GP is more savvy to the fact that this epidemic is surging. I feel the awareness shift is happening. It's not fully there. There's big gaps in the country, the South, the Midwest. They don't realize that tick-borne disease is there. I also feel that the research is coming. We don't have the money we really need. The National Institute of Health only gives a smidgen of money to Lyme disease research, while they give, you know, hundreds of millions to other diseases. So we need more money, but there's some incredible scientists out there working on trying to crack the code. And there's some good research coming out of Europe, too, especially like with the MS crossover and ALS crossover. So I see, you know, I see movement, and I see awareness, as I said, expanding. We need prevention taught everywhere. It needs to be taught in schools, in the camps of America, and the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, everybody, the park systems. We need prevention taught everywhere. But I do see, I feel like, you know, it's kind of a tipping point. We're getting close. I would say in the next 2 to 3 years, I think the tipping point's going to come. And my personal instinct tells me in about 10 years, it should be like what happened with HIV/AIDS, where they finally figure it out. They finally figure out what this whole autoimmune response is, and we finally get the medications we need, and maybe in time, I don't know if a vaccine's possible because it's a cousin to syphilis, and they don't have a vaccine for syphilis. So, but, you know, I just feel the shift, Catherine. They're coming.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you have a personal message for our listeners?
My personal message, let's see. my son, who's now 17, he always says that I'm a mother hen, and that I always want to take care of everybody and nurture everybody. That is my essence. My personal message is really that. It is to care for yourself. This illness is very, very demanding on a human being, upon their family, on their personal relationships, upon their soul. It's very extraordinary what happens with chronic versions of this illness. So my personal message is to take care of yourself, to not just think it's some doctor's going to fix you or a drug is going to fix you or that you can just lope along like at half pace and think, oh, this is going to be the rest of my life. I'm just going to be compromised. No, you can reclaim your life. You can glow again, and you can shoot for the stars, and you can fly high. And, you know, taking care of yourself is very important. Self-nurturance, self-love, and attuning to what is your passion and following that passion. And even if it's a little thing in the beginning, like maybe just tending to a little cactus plant or having a kitten that, you know, that you can care for and that in turn brings love to you. I mean, there's all small gestures of beauty and love that we can bring into our lives and to help us heal, because healing is a journey. And, you know, I don't want people to give up on that. I want them to believe in their healing. So that's my number one message. And my second message is don't take Lyme disease slightly. If you are suspicious, if you had a tick on your body, you see a strange mark, a welt, a rash, anything, get to a doctor immediately And do not be afraid to take the 6 weeks of antibiotics they want to give you right up front. 2 weeks is not enough. We've learned the hard way. This organism needs strong antibiotics right up front. So don't fool around. If you are suspicious, you've been bitten, if you have any flu-like symptoms or oddities, find a Lyme literate doctor. Go to ILADS.org or go to LymeDisease.org and look for a practitioner. And feel free to visit my website, LimelightRadio.com. Listen to our archives. We've got fantastic guests. You can learn so much from my guests on everything from diagnosis to treatments. Fantastic what we've learned in this past year. So those would be my messages.
Well, Katina, thank you so much for giving me the chance to interview you today on Limelight Radio. And congratulations again on your first year of a terrific show.
Oh, thank you, Catherine. Thank you so much. Thank you, audience, for being with us, for following us. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join in with us every week. This is a fantastic dialogue we're creating. And it's my honor and privilege to be your host of Limelight Radio. And thank you, Transformation Talk Radio, the Dr. Pat Network. It's been my honor. And hats off to all of us. Cheers to many more years to come. Happy birthday, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and I'll be back again next week hosting. Thank you, Catherine, for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
Holistique Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistique Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.